Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the campus grounds of Gillespie Park Elementary School. We invite you to worship, praise, fellowship, and learn of the mighty works and teachings of Christ according to the Bible that's catered to children, teens, and adults. This year's mission statement focuses on determined obedience, where we do just that and do the work as believers in Jesus Christ creatively, accordingly, with fun and an abundance of love. We promise you, visiting us is an experience that you will carry with you for life. God bless you. Hope to see you soon.
Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. To Pastor and First Lady Webb, to Pastor and First Lady Maxwell, to my beloved Josie, to Dr. Williams and Minister Marcus, to Bishop Wall and First Lady Wall, and to all the ministers of the gospel, Minister Rankin and Minister King and Minister Cummings, and to all to whom honor is due. Matthew chapter 21, verses 7 through 11. Amen. 7 through 11, Matthew 21. If you would read with me, I'm using King James Version. If yours is a little different, you might not want to read out loud so nobody don't think we speaking in tongues. Matthew chapter 21, verses 7 through 11. May we read the word of God together. And brought the ass and the coat and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come unto Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Father, today remind us, so we celebrate 6 years of ministry, how you have put this tandem team together, the pastor, the first lady, and the LFB family. May we love and celebrate this moment of victory. In Jesus' name, amen. For a few moments, let's reason along these lines. Dedicated to making much about Jesus. Dedicated to making much about Jesus. Just as the crowd in this text made much about Jesus, we are here today to celebrate these 6 years that LFB, along with the leadership of Pastor and Lady Webb, how their desire and purpose of existence has solely been to make much about Jesus. Three P's and I'll be out of your way. Dedicated to making much about Jesus. Look again at verse 7. And brought the ass or donkey and the coat and put on them their clothes and they set him thereon. Number one, we're dedicated to making much of Jesus. So how do we do it? First of all, by preparing those who gather. By preparing those who gather. Notice the text here. They took Jesus who was walking among them and they set him apart. They set him on top of the donkey and the coat. Why do they do that? Because they are demonstrating how important he is. In other words, they are setting Jesus in a place that everybody, no matter as he traveling, make his way, their eyes are automatically looking upward to his elevated position. What am I trying to say? What we do here at LFB and what we do at our various ministries, we make much about Jesus. But what we have to do is prepare the people that are gathering. So notice now what happens, what they're doing as they set Jesus in the rightful place that he belonged. And then the text says that those that came in front and those that went behind, all they went ahead telling folk was, get ready, he's on the way. That's what we're supposed to do when we come to the Lord's house. We're supposed to prepare people for his coming. We're supposed to let them know that soon and very soon, he's soon to arrive. Well, according to this text, as they went out, they were to let people know. And that's what we do when we have ushers and we have greeters. So that's what the LFB family is all about. It's letting people know that as they come in, it's that what we're trying to tell them is that get ready for a tug. Get ready for seals. Get ready for an unction. Get ready for a movement, because when he gets here, something gonna happen. Make much. We're dedicated to making much about Jesus, but we don't just do it when it's preaching time. We got to do it, but as they gather, we're supposed to be preparing them for the one who is to come. Secondly, in the text, not only do we make much of Jesus by preparing those that gather, because how many know everybody don't come for the same reason? And the reason why, when they first walk in, we want to let them know why they're here. They're not here to look at us. They're here to lift up holy hands and bless the God who's above all. Secondly, this ministry, this pastor, they're dedicated to making much about Jesus. They prepare those who gather. Secondly, look at verse 10 and 11. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" I'm just going to stop at this phrase. I know this ain't the end of verse 11, but it says, and the multitude said, and LFB said, and faith said, and the city said, and the believers said. That's what I want to talk about. The second P, we're dedicated to making much about him. Faith, forgive me, but I got to go back to first Sunday. We're dedicated to making much about Jesus by preparing those who gather. Secondly, by presenting the star to show. From the start of the service to the finish, all of us ought to be telling folk when they ask, what's going on? What's all that dancing about? What's all that singing about? Why they crying and ain't nothing wrong with them? Why they can't sit still and they ain't had no Kool-Aid? Ain't had no candy bar. Why they so active? Why they so hyper? What's going on? And what we ought to tell them is, we come to magnify the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. We come to praise his holy name. Somebody said, lift Jesus higher, higher. I wish I had somebody that came to present the star to show, to let everybody know it's not about us, but it's about Jesus. If you don't remember what my name is, if you get all our titles wrong, that's all right. But if you leave here and don't know who the star of the show is, something is wrong. All right, let me illustrate it like this. A group of friends went deer hunting and paired off by twos. That night came and some hunters returned, and one came by himself, staggering under an 8-point buck. "Where's Harry?" they asked. He said Harry had a stroke of some kind and a couple of miles back, and that's where he is on the trail. They say, "You left Harry laying there and carrying that deer back?" He said, "Well, I figured nobody was going to steal Harry." Well, what I'm trying to tell somebody is, that's why during the entire service, we spend all our time talking about one name. We spend the whole service, devotional service, we start out by telling everybody, look what the Lord has done for me. The choir sings songs, and the choir sings songs about the one who can bring you out. bring you through, bring you over. Then the man, the dance ministry and the mime team come out and they point up to the heaven and say you ought to look to the hills. And then the preacher get up and the preacher extends an invitation to come to Jesus. What am I trying to tell you? If you don't remember nobody else, when we gather in this house, we gather in his name. We come together to praise him. We're dedicated to making much about Jesus. So we are preparing those who gather. Get your mind on Jesus. Yeah. Get your heart ready because he's coming in. And then we present the star of the show. I'm about to close now. We are simply trying to get Love Fellowship to understand as they celebrate 6 years. We've been celebrating 6 years because you've been making much about Jesus. We love Pastor Webb and Lady Webb, but it ain't about them. We love LFB, but it ain't about you. It's about the one who died to set us free. I got to close now. Verse 9 says, and the multitude that went before and followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. All right. So we make much of Jesus by preparing those who gather. We make much about Jesus by presenting him as the star of the show. And finally, we make much of Jesus by proclaiming his credentials. Unlike the first century generation, which fixated on the fact of the Roman oppression. And the only reason why in the text they wanted to make him Jesus, they wanted to make him Lord, and they're crying Hosanna, is because they're tired of being oppressed by Rome. But I'm glad that when you and I cry out Hosanna, it's not because we're worried about the cares of this life, but we're crying Hosanna. Blessed is he that come in the name of the Lord. Because one day he loosed the shackles that had us bound. I wish I had somebody today that can say he brought me out of darkness and now I'm walking in the light. Somebody that's willing to rejoice in the fact, if it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't have made it. Do I have a witness? We ought to tell the world, make much about Jesus, talk about his credentials. He's the God that's more than enough. When I can't, he can. When I would not, he wills that I keep on going. I got to close here. A lighthouse along a bleak coast was tended by a keeper who was given enough oil for 1 month. He was told to keep the light burning every night. One day a woman asked for some oil so that her children could stay warm. Then a farmer came and his son needed oil for a lamp so he could read. Still another needed some oil for his engine. The keeper saw each as a worthy request, measured out just enough to satisfy all of them. Near the end of the month, the tank in the lighthouse ran dry. That night, the beacon was dark and 3 ships crashed on the rocks. More than 100 lives were lost. When the government officials investigated, the man explained what he had done and why he did it. You, they said to this man, you were given one task alone. He insisted, this official, it was all right for you to do those things, but that's not what the oil was for. What am I trying to tell somebody?
Well, now, everything else you do is secondary in life. There's only one thing that the Lord will have you and I to do. We got to tell the world about a man who died that we might be free. Tell the world Jesus can make you whole. Tell the world he can deliver. I wish I had somebody here put food on your table, clothes on your back. I wish I had somebody that can tell the world he lives, and because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I'm going to tell everybody, come see a man. Come see a man that I met one day, told me all about myself, said his arms were stretched wide open, and then he would take a little wretch like me, pick me up, turn me around, place my feet on solid ground. Do I have a witness? Tell the world about his credentials. We're dedicated. We're dedicated. 6 years, LFB, you've been dedicated to making much about Jesus. So when they come in, you know who you're coming to hear something about. It's all right what's on the breaking news, but we got something that's better than... making much about Jesus. Ask that all of LFB, if you would stand, all the members of LFB. Kind Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this ministry that you have raised up for such a time as this. Thank you for the under shepherd and Lady Webb, who continue to keep them focused on one objective: lift Jesus higher. No matter what we face in life, there's only one answer for the world today. His name is Jesus. Thank you for LFB. Thank you that they don't mind standing on Jesus, the Rock of Ages. Bless them for many, many, many more years to come as they make much about that name that's above every name. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, LFB. God bless you, Pastor Webb. Making much about Jesus. Maybe there's one today does not know Jesus.